tell Lorenzo Jones and his wife, Belle, the strange story of a man who has lost all memory of the past and cannot remember even his own wife. Presented by the Colgate Palmolive Company, makers of great new formula Fab, Palmolive, the mildest of all leading soaps, and new Colgate Dental Cream with the miracle ingredient Gardol.
I brush my teeth once a day.
Once a day.
I brush my teeth twice a day.
Twice a day.
I brush my teeth three times a day.
Three times a day.
Whether you brush your teeth just once, twice, or three times a day, new Colgate Dental Cream gives the surest protection all day long.
Yes, brushing for brushing, the surest protection ever offered by any toothpaste.
Because only new Colgate's of all leading toothpaste contains patented Gardol to stop unpleasing breath instantly, guard against tooth decay longer.
Colgate's Gardol stops unpleasing breath instantly in 7 out of 10 cases that originate in the mouth. Fights tooth decay 12 hours or more. In fact, clinical tests showed the greatest reduction in tooth decay in toothpaste history.
So brush as often as your dentist tells you. But remember, whether that's once, twice, or three times a day, new Colgate Dental Cream gives the surest protection all day long.
Brush your teeth with Colgate. Colgate Dental Cream. It cleans your breath.
What a toothpaste.
What a guard your teeth.
Now, Lorenzo Jones and his wife, Belle. The story of a man who has lost all memory of his past, including the memory of his own wife. In Belle Jones' despairing but courageous efforts to help her husband, Lorenzo, she has found a new friend in Lady Elizabeth, sister of the wealthy mine owner, Basil Dunbar, for whom Lorenzo works as a scientist. And Lady Elizabeth said with great sympathy to Belle,
Belle, dear, it's inspiring to see your devoted love to your husband, Lorenzo. That Phoebe creature is undoubtedly trying to blackmail him and get $50,000 in a fraudulent divorce settlement. And, Belle, dear, if you're right in believing that Phoebe has a secret partner in Roger Caxton, who remains here at the gold mine pretending to be a mining expert, you've got to be on guard. Belle, I beg of you not to try to force Roger Caxton's hatred of you into the open. Don't deliberately bait that man.
But Belle Jones, knowing that Roger Caxton and Phoebe Larkin believe she is their only obstacle to getting blackmail money from Lorenzo, deliberately gave Roger Caxton an opportunity to put poison in a glass of fruit juice she was going to drink. Belle hoped to get evidence of Roger's criminal schemes. But now, several hours later, Belle is thinking,
I was wrong. I thought Roger Caxton had put poison in the glass of fruit juice he offered me. I got some of the juice on my handkerchief, and later Lorenzo had it analyzed in the laboratory. He said there was no sign of poison. Now Lorenzo's terribly disturbed with me for trying to get evidence against Roger Caxton. He just won't believe me when I try to tell him how dangerous Roger is.
Right now, in the library of the Canadian mansion of Basil Dunbar, Belle is with Mr. Dunbar himself, whose face is grave as he tells her,
Belle, my dear, I had an extraordinary talk with Roger Caxton in my office just a while ago.
With Roger Caxton? Mr. Dunbar, do you mean it was about me?
Yes, Belle. Roger warned me that you're on the verge of a nervous breakdown.
Did he indeed? I suppose he told you I went over to the guest cottage where he's staying and that I seemed very suspicious of him?
Belle, he said you even thought he might try to poison you.
Yes, Mr. Dunbar. And I had a reason for thinking so.
But, my dear, what adequate reason could you have had? I could hardly believe Roger. He told me of offering you a glass of fruit juice and that you overturned it.
I did. I purposely soaked my handkerchief in it. And later I had Lorenzo analyze it in the laboratory. But no trace of poison was found. I admit it, Mr. Dunbar. I'm very sorry my plan failed to trap Roger and get evidence that he's trying to kill me.
Belle, do you realize how serious that sounds?
Mr. Dunbar, Lorenzo is my husband, but he has no memory of his marriage to me. Roger Caxton is a friend of Phoebe Larkin who claims to be Lorenzo's wife, who claims Lorenzo is the father of her 5-year-old child.
Yes, Belle, but Roger is telling what he believes to be the truth, and I know nothing concrete against Roger Caxton or against Phoebe Larkin, if she's telling the truth. And Lorenzo Jones is the man she married.
But he isn't. He's my husband. And Phoebe is using his loss of memory to demand a huge divorce settlement that she has no right to. Lorenzo's at the point of decision right now. Mr. Dunbar, somebody has to keep on and on, trying and trying, until something brings his memory back. And I guess I'm the only one who loves him enough to do it.
Belle Jones suspects rightly that Phoebe Larkin, the clever blackmailer, is ready to press her false claims on Lorenzo. And at this moment, Phoebe is with Lorenzo in his study in the Dunbar mansion. Phoebe is saying,
Lorenzo, this is the first time in ages we've had a minute alone together. And yet I'm your wife.
Phoebe, you know I don't remember whether I'm married to you or to Belle Jones. And see here, I just can't get into a serious discussion with you right now.
Lorenzo, don't try to dismiss me like that. I've got to have some money. The time's come for you to support our little daughter, Gloria, and me.
Phoebe.
When you refuse to make a decision, you're unfair to all of us. Now, there's Gail, the girl you asked to marry you, the only girl you remember being in love with. She's rich. She'll give you the money.
Yes, Phoebe. Gail wants to give you the $50,000 you want for a divorce settlement.
Oh, I try to make it easy for you to marry Gail. I want to divorce you if you'll make a fair settlement on me. But meanwhile, Lorenzo, I've got to have money and you must give me some.
Phoebe, I only have my salary here as a scientist.
That won't be enough for me. Lorenzo, don't you remember how you used to make counterfeit money?
What are you suggesting, Phoebe?
Now, calm down, calm down. You used to make counterfeit money.
That's not true. I don't remember any such thing.
You do remember that $40,000 disappeared from the Dunbar Laboratory in New York. And counterfeit money was found in its place.
Yes, you said before that I often commit crimes like counterfeiting during a lapse of memory.
Yes, dear.
That's what you've claimed. And what are you suggesting now? That I get busy and make up a batch of counterfeit money and give you some?
Please, please, Lorenzo, let's be calm.
I just want to get out of here away from you, Phoebe. I have no intention of discussing counterfeit money with you.
As Lorenzo Jones rushes out of the room, Phoebe gloats to herself.
Lorenzo will think over what I've said, that I've got to have money no matter how he gets it for me. Maybe it will egg him on to let Gail give me that $50,000. But now I'll carry out Roger Caxton's orders for the night. Roger gave me this small bottle filled with a rare oriental drug. I've got to get a few drops of it into something Belle Jones is going to drink. We failed before to give her some of this drug, but I won't fail tonight. Later on, we're going to kill Belle to stop her interfering with us getting money out of Lorenzo and Gail. And giving Belle this drug over a period of time will make it much easier to kill her.
Belle Jones is in her room in the Dunbar mansion an hour later. And Basil Dunbar's sister, Lady Elizabeth, is with her, saying,
Belle, dear, this has been a dreadfully tiring day for you. And I've asked the maid to bring you a glass of hot milk.
Oh, that sounds very nice, Lady Elizabeth. Thank you.
It'll help you to sleep. I wish it were as easy to make you promise not to stop worrying about Roger Caxton and Phoebe Larkin for the next day or so.
Lady Elizabeth, you know I can't do that. I have to get real, concrete evidence that Roger Caxton is an evil man, a criminal, and that he's conspiring with Phoebe.
Yes, dear, you do, and I wish I could help you. But try to put all disturbing thoughts out of your mind for the night. You must get some rest.
Yes, I hope I can sleep.
You will, after you drink the hot milk. The maid should be here with it now. I'll see what's keeping her.
All right.
Well, that's strange. She put the tray down out here on the table.
Oh, did she? The milk's there?
Yes, and it's warm. And you'll soon feel the benefit of it, my dear. Here. Now, drink this.
Thank you, Lady Elizabeth. This is just what I need.
Belle Jones drinks the milk, and within 5 minutes, she's saying,
Lady Elizabeth, I'm sleepy. I didn't know the milk would make me sleepy so quickly. Oh, I can't keep my eyes open.
Belle, that's wonderful. I'm going to leave you to get a good night's rest.
Thank you, Lady Elizabeth. Oh, I'm almost asleep now. Strange, the milk made me so awfully sleepy.
Belle Jones is too drowsy to think of Phoebe Larkin, who at this moment is not far from Belle's room, saying to herself,
I stopped the maid on her way to Belle Jones's room with a glass of hot milk. Oh, it was so easy to say, I'm going right by Mrs. Jones's room. Let me take the milk. I'll be glad to. The maid gave it to me. I put a few drops of Roger's Oriental drug in it and left the milk for Belle to drink. Oh, she'll drink it. It will have a very strange effect on her. This is just the chance Roger and I have been waiting for.
More about Lorenzo Jones in just a moment.
Now, for great new formula fab, here's Warren Hull.
Hello. You know, we love getting letters from nice people like Mrs. Clara Murphy of Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Mrs. Murphy says, whoever figured out how to put more active dirt remover in fab deserves a medal. I don't know when I've been so grateful for anything. At last, I've got the washing product I need. Fab really gets the dirt out. Well, that's a fine letter, Mrs. Murphy. Actually, ladies, we put more active dirt remover in Mrs. Murphy's fab and everybody else's, too. New Formula Fab has more active dirt remover than any other leading product. That's the greatest amount of active dirt remover for everything you wash. Plus, not one, but two of the most effective whitening ingredients ever discovered. No wonder Fab washes your clothes so wonderfully clean and white, with no bluing, no bleaching, except for stubborn stains. And Fab's milder to hand than leading floating soaps. So get new Fab with more active dirt remover than any other leading product.
Belle Jones has finally taken a dose of the rare and powerful Oriental drug which Roger Caxton has been trying to give her. What ominous effect will this drug have on Belle? Tomorrow we'll hear her say,
oh, how strange I feel. After I drank the hot milk, I was sleepy. But later I couldn't go to sleep. I've never felt so wide awake. I don't feel like myself at all. Something seems to be happening to me. What's the matter with me?
What terrifying surprise waits for Belle Jones in the next few minutes? This is Dick Dunham reminding you to listen tomorrow, same time, same station, to Lorenzo Jones.
Have you heard the wonderful news about new Palmolive soap?
Milder than beauty soaps, milder than floating soaps, milder than cold cream. Milder than beauty soaps, milder than floating soaps, milder than cold cream.
New Palmolive is mildest, better for complexion care.
Skin specialists say a mild soap means less irritation, more gentle cleansing, softer, smoother skin. And tests prove new Palmolive far milder than any other leading soap, even milder than leading cold creams. No other leading soap or cold cream gets skin thoroughly clean as gently as Palmolive. That's why new Palmolive is better for complexion care. Proper care with Palmolive brings softer, smoother skin. That schoolgirl complexion look.
Get new Palmolive soap. Proved mildest. Better for complexion care.
Palmolive. 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 Palmolive.
Be sure to listen again tomorrow when the Colgate-Palmolive Company, makers of new Colgate dental cream with the miracle ingredient Gardol, great new formula Fab, and Palmolive, the mildest of all leading soaps, brings you another chapter of Lorenzo Jones. And remember, other Colgate programs you'll enjoy Monday through Friday on NBC are Strike It Rich and the exciting quiz, The Phrase That Pays. Lorenzo Jones and his wife, Belle. The strange story of a man who has lost all memory of the past and cannot remember even his own wife. Presented by the Colgate-Palmolive Company, makers of new Colgate...